local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6.05, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. Warming up like it did yesterday. Dr. Bill has more details on the way. Some rain by Saturday, but the second half of the weekend looks good. We'll get more from a full weather discussion from Dr. Bill at around 6.35. Also coming up in sports, we got what to talk about.
Oh, we got plenty to talk about. A top freshman in NCAA basketball is suspended for 12 games, and a NASCAR great future Hall of Famer announces his retirement.
All right, that's on the way in sports. Plus, Kelly's got her headlines. Right now, Kane's got traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it looks like they've got an unoccupied vehicle that caught fire I-10 eastbound at the 48-mile marker in Loxley. This is near the Baldwin Beach Express exit. It's about a mile slowdown in that area. So far, Mobile Police Department are clear with no other delays. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday for one final time in downtown Mobile Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, this is Chuck McKay. After a tough year of chemo last year, I was having issues with sleep, my energy level, and aches and pains that just would not get better, even with medication. I heard friends say CBD had helped them with similar issues and thought, I need to at least try this stuff. I knew Joe Brown had opened Your CBD Store of West Mobile on Hillcrest. So, I skeptically went to see if CBD could help me. I felt hope as soon as Joe started talking. He asked what I was experiencing, carefully explained how CBD works with the body, then suggested Your CBD Store products and dosage that had worked for his other customers. I started that day, and within days, I was sleeping again, and my body and just life felt good again. Listen, if you suffer from pain or anxiety, please see Joe at Your CBD Store of West Mobile. Don't let skepticism of CBD keep you from feeling better another day. And please, shop local. It helps us all.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelod.
608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Debate Thursday. And also a grand prize winner will be announced today in our Go Play Outside sweepstakes. Big day coming up. And speaking of the debate tonight, let me just call her out right now on Twitter.
Okay.
My friend Roseanne Haven over at News 5.
What'd she do?
She starts in last night, sometime in the middle of the night, do you plan on shaving for the televised debate? So she is of the, maybe we can open this up on the text line. It seems like there are friends of mine that are women and family members, too, that have an issue with the fact that I have a beard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is... I've done this throughout my life. I'll have a beard for a year or so and get rid of it for... She's obsessing, she being my friend Roseanne, is obsessing whether I'm going to have the beard tonight for the debate.
Well, it shows that a lot of people care how you look,
Sean. What do y'all think? Should I go ahead and shave? Because I can't... I might not have the same tan underneath the beard. I don't know.
I've always thought it was a good way to tell apart the radio people from the TV. Because, you know, right. TV, that's they right. say you can't have a beard.
Right.
Unless
right.
you have a glorious mustache.
Right.
For some reason, mustaches are allowed and beards are not. I've never understood that.
But that is true when I was growing up in my house. Even when I would come home as a college student or whatever, if I had grown my stupid college kid beard,
mm-hmm.
my dad would say, off with it, son.
Yeah.
He said you could, the deal, he said, you could leave a mustache. I said, I don't want to leave a mustache. I want to, that's not my look. He said, then shave all of it.
Did you ever show up with a soul patch?
No, I knew better than that. I knew better than that look. Let's see. We'll see. Roseanne's giving me some grief on it. We'll open this up to discussion on Twitter and the text line. Should I shave the beard? I don't know.
If you shave it down to a soul patch tonight, I'll buy you dinner. That would be hilarious.
Soul patch coming tonight at 6. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we begin in Baldwin County, where 38-year-old Alexander Pappas is facing multiple charges to include possession of child pornography and production of pornography with minors. And we do want to warn you the details of this case are very disturbing. Originally, the Daphne man was charged on Tuesday with possession of obscene matter containing visual depictions of persons under the age of 17 involved in obscene acts. Those charges were soon followed by additional charges. According to the Baldwin County District Attorney's Office, one victim was involved, and Pappas not only knew the victim, but he also was aware the victim was under the age of 17. His bail has been set at $70,000. This morning, we're learning even more information about a suspicious circumstance involving an explosive device. According to Mobile Police, Monday, November the 17th, at approximately 12 p.m., that's when they responded to County Drive in reference to a report of bridge workers locating a device believed to be a pipe bomb. Officers arrived on scene. They located and properly disarmed that device. At this hour, it's unknown if the device was left there on purpose or accidentally. This investigation is ongoing. And Wednesday, a Mississippi pastor turned himself into authorities. A warrant was issued back on October the 1st for 59-year-old Frederick Allen of Loosedale, Mississippi. That's according to jail records. He faces harassment charges. Allen is accused of allegedly touching another man's genitals in his vehicle. He was also charged with third-degree burglary back on October the 9th. Allen is the pastor of Power of Deliverance Worship Center in Goshen, Mississippi, and is known to travel across the Gulf Coast, where he preaches at various churches as a visiting pastor. He was released on bail Wednesday just after 3 p.m. from Mobile County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager says a man tried to lure her little sister into his van. Deputies say it happened yesterday afternoon at the Circle K near Pryor Middle School in Fort Walton Beach. The teen says she saw a man in a van trying to get her 12-year-old sister to get into the vehicle as she went to pick up her sister. She says the man appeared to be between 30 and 40 with blonde hair. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office held a meeting to address several recent shootings in Escambia County. The Sheriff's Office says someone shot a man in Oakwood Terrace Apartments on Tuesday night. Less than 24 hours earlier, 15-year-old Paul Malishan was shot and killed in a car near the intersection of Fairfield and Patricia Drive. The car was left behind. The boy left for dead. Saturday night, three people were shot in a drive-by shooting. All of the suspects are still on the loose. Deputies are currently looking for Frank Webster Jr., who's a person of interest in Paul Malishan's death. The man accused of killing a woman in Wilmer says he had sex with her body before burying her. L.D. Hennage has now been charged with murder and abuse of a corpse. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
If you're tired of the same old promises from politicians, you don't know Jerry. Jerry Carl is different. Like President Trump, Jerry's an outsider and businessman who'll stand with Trump to put America first. His word is his bond. It's how Jerry Carl became a successful businessman who's built several different companies right here in South Alabama. And as county commissioner, it's why Jerry Carl refused a taxpayer-funded salary, opposed wasteful spending, and stop tolling for a new bridge. As a Christian saved by God's grace, Jerry Carl is 100% pro-life, and we can count on him to defend our South Alabama values. And Jerry wants to tackle tough problems, not whine about them. That's why the Socialist Squad won't stop Jerry Carl from building a wall to secure our borders. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
The NCAA suspends a top freshman. South Alabama women's basketball hosts the Crimson Tide tonight, and a NASCAR great announces his retirement. It's 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the world of college basketball, where the NCAA has suspended highly touted Memphis freshman James Wiseman until January the 12th. It's a total of 12 games as a result of the payments his family received from Tigers head coach Penny Hardaway. The NCAA also announced Wiseman, and get this, the NCAA announced he must donate $11,500 to a charity of his choice. That's based on the amount that his mother received from Hardaway back in 2017. At that time, Hardaway was a booster for Memphis before becoming their head coach prior to last season. He reportedly paid Wiseman's mother the $11,500 for her to relocate her family to Memphis. Now, they've probably spent that $11,500.
Yeah, where's he getting it from?
How can you ask a college player if you're not paying them?
Right, right, because they're not getting the money. We talked about that. Where's he going to get?
Maybe there's some kind of sunset on this, like he has to pay it once he becomes a pro. But
it's to be paid off later.
Right. I'm not sure of the actual terms of the agreement, but to tell a college player they have to pay anybody, even a charity, when you're not paying them, it doesn't make sense to me.
When I was in college, I couldn't have come up with $11, let alone $11,000.
And your charity of your choice probably would have been a little different than Wiseman.
Yes.
We'll find out what he picks and if he's able to pay that money. He was the number one ranked prospect in his recruiting class, and in three appearances this year, Wiseman's averaging 19.7 points, 10.7 rebounds, and 3 blocks per game. Memphis said it will appeal the decision. In the SEC last night, the 20th-ranked Tennessee Vols crushed Alabama State 76-41. Georgia remained undefeated with an 82-78 win over Georgia Tech. Missouri defeated Morehead State 70-52. Texas A&M won a close one over Troy 56-52. And Vanderbilt beat Austin Peay 90-72. Tonight, the South Alabama women's basketball team hosts the Alabama Crimson Tide at the Mitchell Center at 7 o'clock. The Jags are off to a slow start this season with one win in their first four games. They'll look to turn that around against an Alabama squad that's begun their year 2-1. This is the 27th game in the series. Alabama leads 21-5. If you can't make it to the Mitchell Center, you can watch on ESPN streaming app ESPN+. In NASCAR news, 7-time Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson announced yesterday that 2020 will be his final season as a full-time driver. Johnson made the announcement on social media in a very well-produced video.
I showed up chasing a dream and achieved more than I ever.
And, my audio is not working now, so we'll have to get to that in a minute. It's a computer issue over here.
Okay, all right. Sean, next time.
But believe me when I tell you, in that very well-produced video with a bunch of engine noises and showing him running around the track in the car, not on his feet, he said that 2020 will be his last season, and he appreciates all that NASCAR has given to him as a person. Johnson, widely considered one of the greatest drivers in auto racing history. He's won 83 Cup races, and his record-tying 7 Cup titles are only equaled by Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, by the way, too, thank you to all the folks supporting me on Twitter and on the text line. It seems like majority of people are for keeping the beard tonight. So, Roseanne, I'll send her a message here in a second. Be right back.
Try Monroe Sausage and Monroe Bacon, and you'll be hooked. Perfect for mealtime or appetizers in Mobile and Baldwin counties at Rouse's, Piggly Wiggly, Allegri Farm Market, Old Shell Market, and Spring Hill Ace Hardware. Monroe Sausage and Bacon. Yeah, it's that good.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rhona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringhillToyota.com traffic center, an unoccupied vehicle caught fire I-10 eastbound at the 48-mile marker. It's going to be in Loxley near the Balba Beach Express exit. About a half a mile slowdown in that area. Mobile Police Department are clear with no major backups or delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings, model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, and Kelly. She's got her headlines right now.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New developments in the case of a local woman accused of arson. 34-year-old Shafara Clements was arrested and charged with arson after investigators say she set fires at two businesses here in the Port City. The first fire was just before 9 a.m. Wednesday at the Winn-Dixie on Grelot Road. That fire was in the women's restroom. And then just 3 hours later, another fire was reported at the Wendy's, which is next door to that same Winn-Dixie. That's where employees say a woman set a fire in the women's restroom before leaving that restaurant. Both fires were thankfully quickly put out, and there were no major damages reported. Mobile Fire Rescue investigators released surveillance images after the Wendy's fire, which then led to her being Clemens and then detained by Mobile Police. Clemens has been charged with two counts of first-degree arson. A rivalry on the field leads to an off-the-field fatality between two college football fans. According to the Colbert County Sheriff, two football fans, quote, got into it while watching the Louisiana State University Alabama game, and one person is accused of fatally shooting the other after a fight. Here's what we know. A group of couples and friends gathered to watch the November 9th game at David Allen Fulkerson's home in Littleville. James Michael Roland Merritt was cheering for LSU, who eventually went on to beat Alabama. Final score was 46-41. According to court documents, that fight escalated when Fulkerson thought Merritt used a swear word toward him. The men began to fight. Fulkerson is accused of going into the house, coming out with a gun, and shooting and killing Merritt. The sheriff says alcohol, quote, was a big factor. Fulkerson, meantime, says he acted in self-defense during the fight. Multiple news outlets are reporting that Merritt died last Friday after nearly a week on life support. Fulkerson's charged with his murder. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
624 FM Talk 106.5, about 9 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. So walk us through the forecast for today, tomorrow, and the weekend. It's been nice. This is a nice run. It's warmed up from the very cold stuff, but this is good fall weather.
It's been lovely.
Yes, it's good. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. It's also the holidays, and I'm ready for you to give the gift of clean and the gift of time to yourself, to your family. You say, how do I do that? You do it by calling and getting a free estimate from the maids at 344-6626, 344-6626. Holidays are here. You got a busy schedule. You've got more mess than normal in the house, getting decorations out, putting decorations up, cooking big meals, kids coming through, family coming through. But you got to have the house looking great for people to stop by for Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas party or just coming by to visit. Well, the maids help you get the gift of time with the gift of clean. They come in, do a fantastic job on your home, and you get that time during the holidays that is all so very, very precious. Get that free estimate now and do what we're doing at our house. The maids, 344-6626, have them come in, clean, 22-step cleaning process. Let them do it for you today. Once again, get that free estimate. See what I'm talking about. The maids, 344-6626. All right. Also on the way this evening, now we have the AL1 debate going on, but I do want to mention, because we've talked about it on the show over the last few months and last year as well, this CWD, chronic wasting disease, that is in other states and in ungulates, deer. Mm-hmm. They have a deal going on tonight at the Five Rivers Center, which is on the Causeway, the big game and fish department down on the Causeway. They have that going on tonight, so it's a seminar for you to ask questions and all that. So heads up on that. If you can't make, you know, nice thing is, if you want to go to that, you could listen to the debate. You could come back and listen to the debate in a podcast form. You could listen to it coming and going when you listen to it on FM Talk 106.5. And so there's no reason you can't do both.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways to get the debate.
Although I'd like to have you there in person. A reminder, too, if you're going to come out in person, it is doesn't cost you anything. But in deference to the folks at the J.C. Davis Auditorium in Chickasaw, I get it, because they called me like a week and something ago when I started telling everybody they need to show up at the event. They said, whoa, Sean. And I get it. They need to know how many people are coming because they've, you know, got the fire marshal thing and you got the chairs and the whole nine yards. So they have an Eventbrite page where you go and click for a ticket. Now, it doesn't cost you anything. It's just their way to know how many people are coming. And you can get that link by going, like if you go to the website this morning at fmtalk1065.com and look at three big things. Top story, FM Talk 106.5 presents the Alabama 1st Congressional District 2020 Republican primary debate. Go through the story, get all the information, and at the very bottom there, there's a link. You click that, it takes you to the Eventbrite page, and get your ticket. But you can also get that link from our Facebook page, mm-hmm. Twitter feed.
Yeah, we've got it all over the internet. And again, it's a free ticket. Yeah. They're just looking for a head count here.
Right, and we'll email it to you. If you don't do any of the social media platforms, and for some reason your company has banned our website or something like that from the computers at work, you just send us an email. We'll send you the link as well. My email, Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com.
And Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, at fmtalk1065.com.
All right, coming right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police in Fort Walton Beach are investigating the death of a man gunned down in a home invasion. It happened last night. Police say Edgar Jennings III had just celebrated his 4-year-old daughter's birthday when he was shot at the door of his apartment. The sheriff's office says someone tried to force their way into the apartment and that several shots were fired. Mobile police are investigating after a man was found dead inside a home in West Mobile. It happened yesterday about 5 o'clock. Detectives are calling it a homicide. They have not yet identified the victim or how he died. We expect to learn more about that today. A Baldwin County man now faces a second child porn charge after getting arrested earlier in the week. Late last night, authorities charged 38-year-old Alexander Pappas with production of pornography with minors. He was arrested for possession of child pornography on Tuesday morning off Highway 98 near Fairhope. The district attorney's office says Pappas knew the victim was under 17 years old. It's still unclear whether any of those images were shared with anyone else. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Car Doctor is now offering street legal Yamaha packages.
That's right, street legal.
Come into Car Doctor today. Ask Trisha and Steven about how easy it is to make your gas Yamaha cart street legal. Car Doctor, Highway 90 in Theodore.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I've chosen Sayo City Hinnon Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand and Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or azaleacityrehab.com.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Gulf Coast Divers has the instruction and equipment you need to start your underwater adventure today. Gulf Coast Divers, certifying the best trained divers on the Gulf Coast for over 40 years. Start today. Search Gulf Coast Divers online and on Facebook.
The final witnesses in this week's impeachment hearings will begin telling their stories at 9 Eastern time this morning as we hear from correspondent Phil Mattingly.
Two witnesses today, Fiona Hill, the former top Russia advisor on the National Security Council, and David Holmes, who obviously became famous less than a week ago when he flew to the United States for a closed-door deposition where he talked about a phone call that he overheard between Ambassador Gordon Sondland and President Trump while in Ukraine.
The House yesterday overwhelmingly passed legislation aimed at protecting human rights in Hong Kong, one day after a unanimous vote for it in the Senate. China is blasting that bill this morning, calling on President Trump to veto it when it reaches his desk today. Democratic presidential candidates mostly aimed their zingers at President Trump rather than each other at last night's Atlanta debate, including Senator Amy Klobuchar.
If you think a woman can't beat Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi does it every single day.
Stock futures are showing slight losses since yesterday's downward slide on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Global stock markets are lower today, tracking moderate declines on Wall Street as anxiety mounts over the possibility the U.S. and China may not reach a trade deal before next year. China's Commerce Ministry denied rumors that the talks were in trouble, with a spokesman saying Beijing is committed to continuing discussions on core concerns. But reports suggest the preliminary Phase 1 trade pact under discussion with China might not be completed this year as negotiators continue to wrestle over different. PG&E shut off power to wine country counties of Napa and Sonoma north of San Francisco in an effort to prevent its power lines from starting wildfires. It was the fourth round of blackouts in 2 months. Meanwhile, state utility regulators demanded answers from cell phone companies about their equipment failures during previous power outages. Crude oil trading at $56.84 a barrel on Wall Street futures, pointing to a modestly lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
There's nothing like being your own boss. The freedom, the flexibility, it's a dream come true. But it's also a big responsibility. Why not protect your company with a business owner policy from Alpha Insurance? We offer property, liability, and auto coverages tailored to fit your business needs.
All for a better life.
Protect your dream with Alpha today.
All for a better life.
With Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. I don't know if I had mentioned it to you, but we got a debate going on tonight in Chickasaw at the J.C. Davis Auditorium. What's our forecast for this evening?
No rain in the forecast through this evening. Looks good. And we should have another nice day. Yesterday, got to 73. We likely get up to 72 or 73 for this afternoon. And we should have mostly sunny skies. Now, tonight, some clouds will move in, and we'll see temperatures stay in the 50s, 58 for the low tonight. And then tomorrow will be a mostly cloudy day, more humid. The wind will be out of the south, and we'll get up around 75 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. After that, we could see a few showers develop Friday night. And then Saturday looks like a cloudy day with some scattered shower activity. High will be in the low 70s. I expect a cold front to move into the area, most likely in the late morning or early afternoon. There's a possibility we could see an isolated thunderstorm or two, but most of it will be shower activity. The showers will end in the afternoon, and then we'll clear off for Saturday night. Become mostly clear. We'll cool into the mid-40s. And Sunday, the best day of the weekend now, it'll be sunny and about 65 degrees, but then getting down in the low 40s Sunday night, and looks good for Monday with sunshine and upper 60s.
All right, Dr. Bill, sounds good. And no severe weather, just rain looking at?
Just rain. And don't be surprised to hear a rumble of thunder, but most of that activity will be in the form of showers. And good news, of course, Sunday should be a beautiful day.
All right. On the other front, we've been looking at something tropical here in the second half of November.
Yeah, we do have a tropical storm, Sebastian, which is several hundred miles northeast of the Leeward Islands. That storm yesterday was moving to the northwest. It has turned now to the north, and now moving more to the north-northeast. That means it's recurving out to the open waters of the central Atlantic. It's going through a nice warm area of the Atlantic. And it's possible that it could even become a minimal hurricane over the next 24 to 36 hours. After that, it's going to run into upper air winds that will be very hostile, very strong, and it will diminish. So no threat to any land area.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, sitting at 50 right now at our studios. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department clear. State troopers now have an accident northbound Highway 43 near the entrance of the SSAD plant, so watch your speed through there. They've got it off to the side of the road. No delays as you're traveling downtown from the George Wallace to the Bankhead Tunnels. Thanksgiving at the Battle House. No cooking required for you. Enjoy a Thanksgiving buffet in the majestic Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 3. $65 per person, half off for ages 6 to 12. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Despite women being the fastest growing segment of the population for alcohol and drug abuse in the United States, Mobile and Baldwin counties have zero state certified treatment facilities for women. The closest is over 3 hours away in Dothan. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast is asking for your help to build a state certified 50 bed facility in Baldwin County. The facility will offer residential therapy services for women provided by qualified and credentialed staff. Programming will be built on the three foundations: spirituality, 12-step, and recovery orientation. Over 4 million women in America are in need of treatment for their addiction. 60% of all women incarcerated are there for drug-related offenses, and 60% of those are mothers with children under the age of 18. Women and their families need help right here on the Gulf Coast. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast asks for your contribution to help build the 50-bed women's residential treatment facility in Baldwin County. Please visit theshoulder.org today.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Let me say thank you for the support on the text line and on the Twitter feed. It seems like this stems off of a tweet I received last night, my friend Roseanne Haven from News 5, who just asking the question. But, I mean, it is a leading question. Okay, this is a leading question. When Roseanne asks, will I shave my beard? Actually, here it is, quote, do you plan on shaving for televised debate?
Mm-hmm.
That's not just asking a question, Roseanne. You know there's a lean to that.
Yeah.
So then I brought the question up, but it seems like 90-something percent of y'all say, yeah, keep the beard for tonight. And somebody suggested maybe clipping the lav mic to the beard for a different kind of look. I like that. I've kept it. Like, in the past, I used to go full Duck Commander. I don't do that. It's a sleek kind of thing.
It's maintained.
Yeah,
well-maintained.
Right. Groomed.
And as a lot of people have pointed out, it is No Shave November.
That's right. So I'm doing it because everybody else is doing it, right?
I guess so.
Okay, there we go. 6:40, time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A missing persons case dating back more than a decade ends with an arrest and a court appearance. And a warning, the details of this case are very disturbing. 46-year-old L.D. Hinnage is charged with the murder of 20-year-old Nancy Cowan. She's the woman who went missing back in 2008. Hinnage appeared in court Wednesday morning for his bond hearing. He was arrested Monday morning after confessing to detectives that he strangled and buried the woman behind his camper in Wilmer. At that bond hearing yesterday, the Mobile County Sheriff's Office said that they believe that Hinnage strangled Cowan in his vehicle, then brought her back to his home to have intercourse with her corpse and then bury her. Cadaver dogs located human skeletal remains 3 feet below ground, where Hinnage told detectives that's where he buried the victim. The Alabama Department of Forensic Scientists are currently trying to make a positive ID on the remains. As for Hinnage, he pleaded not guilty and was denied bail. His preliminary hearing is set for December the 4th. On Monday, November 18th, at 7 p.m., Mobile Police responded to the Dollar Tree on Azalea Road in reference to the report of an assault. The victim and suspect were involved in an argument, which turned violent when the suspect pulled out a knife and stabbed the victim. The victim was able, though, to provide a description of the suspect before being transported to the hospital with serious injuries. The suspect was located and identified as 62-year-old James Bates. He was arrested. He is now charged with assault in the second and warrants. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle and in some cases a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager says a man tried to lure her little sister into his van. Deputies say it happened
yesterday afternoon at the Circle K near Pryor Middle School in Fort Walton Beach. The teen says she saw a man in a van trying to get her 12-year-old sister to get into the vehicle as she went to pick up her sister. She says the man appeared to be between 30 and 40 with blonde hair. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office held a meeting to address several recent shootings in Escambia County. The Sheriff's Office says someone shot a man in Oakwood Terrace Apartments on Tuesday night. Less than 24 hours earlier, 15-year-old Paul Malishan was shot and killed in a car near the intersection of Fairfield and Patricia Drive. The car was left behind. The boy left for dead. Saturday night, three people were shot in a drive-by shooting. All of the suspects are still on the loose. Deputies are currently looking for Frank Webster Jr., who's a person of interest in Paul Malishan's death. The man accused of killing a woman in Wilmer says he had sex with her body before burying her. L.D. Hennage has now been charged with murder and abuse of a corpse. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Feel at home with First South Farm Credit and Bay Minette. For all your distinctive loan needs, whether you're looking to buy land, country home, or farm, a simple loan process for you. Let a First South Farm Credit experienced loan officer put 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture to work for you. Financing land, farms, and dreams. First South Farm Credit, 209 East 2nd Street in Bay Minette, your land and ag lending experts.
The NCAA suspends a top freshman. South Alabama women's basketball hosts the Crimson Tide tonight, and a NASCAR great announces his retirement. Quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the world of college basketball, where the NCAA has suspended highly touted Memphis freshman James Wiseman until January 12th. That's a total of 12 games as a result of the payments that Wiseman's family received from Tigers head coach Penny Hardaway. The NCAA also announced Wiseman must donate $11,500 to a charity of his choice based on the amount that his mother received from Hardaway back in 2017. At that time, Hardaway was a booster for Memphis before he became the head coach prior to last season. He reportedly paid Wiseman's mother the $11,500 for her to relocate her family to Memphis. The freshman was the number one ranked prospect in his recruiting class. In three appearances this year, he's averaging 19.7 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 blocks per game. Memphis said that it will appeal the decision. In the SEC last night, the 20th-ranked Tennessee Vols crushed Alabama State 76-41. Georgia remained undefeated with an 82-78 win over Georgia Tech. Missouri defeated Morehead State 70-52. Texas A&M won a close one over Troy 56-52. And Vanderbilt beat Austin Peay 90-72. Tonight, the South Alabama women's basketball team hosts the Alabama Crimson Tide at the Mitchell Center at 7 o'clock. The Jags are off to a slow start this season with one win in their first four games. They'll look to turn that around against an Alabama squad that has begun their year 2-1. This is the 27th game in the series. Alabama leads 21-5. Can't make it to the game, you can watch on ESPN streaming app ESPN Plus. In NASCAR news, seven-time Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson announced yesterday that 2020 will be his final season as a full-time driver. Johnson made the announcement on social media in a very well-produced video.
I showed up chasing a dream and achieved more than I ever thought possible. I'm looking forward to next season and celebrating what will be my last year as a full-time NASCAR Cup driver.
These NASCAR guys, all about the production. The 44-year-old is widely considered one of the greatest drivers in auto racing history. He's the owner of 83 Cup wins, and his record-tying 7 Cup titles are only equaled by Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty. 648 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery traffic center right in front of the steam plant, northbound on Highway 43, they've got an accident without injury. State troopers are on the scene. Mobile Police Department say they're clear. No delays coming in from the Eastern Shore, Daphne, Spanish Fort, the Bayway, the Causeway, a good ride downtown through the tunnels. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind Metal Mushroom at the USA campus. They offer all things hemp. Mention this ad and get 15% off all purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6:51, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. The holidays are approaching, and you're probably thinking about how to save some extra cheddar right now so you can do the gift thing, maybe get a big Thanksgiving spread. Well, I've got a way that maybe you haven't thought of. How about you consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with Lightstream? Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. So let's compare that to the national average. 20% APR. And plus, this is good. You lock in that fixed rate. So as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. And there are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. LightstreamEAM.com/SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. On the way, I don't think this is a big challenge around here, maybe other parts of the country, but today is National Stuffing Day.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? This has its own day, but National Stuffing Day.
I figured that anything has its own day, so it doesn't really surprise me.
Stuffing or dressing, which one is it? We'll talk about that in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A big name in the world of music is coming to the Port City, and you have a chance to see him live. Just announced dates mean that Alabama songwriter Jason Isbell will perform here in Mobile. According to the Mobile Sanger Theater, he and the 400 unit will perform March the 28th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. November the 22nd at the Sanger box office and other Ticketmaster outlets. And those ticket prices will range from $49.50 $0.25 to $125. The Northwest Alabama native wrote fan favorite songs like Outfit and Decoration Day. In 2007, he recorded solo albums and projects backed by the 400 Unit. His most recent studio album with the group is 2017's The Nashville Sound, which topped Billboard's country chart and made it all the way to the number 4 spot on the pop chart. The group has also released the concert album Live from the Ryman. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this Friday. Now listen, before you get to Friday, you know it's Thursday, and that's today. And finally, the day has come to watch a live debate emceed by our very own Sean Sullivan. And guess what? You are invited. The Mobile County Republican Party is hosting the Republican 1st Congressional District's first debate of the primary this evening, and you and your family are invited to attend or watch the debate on either our news partner, WKRG, or by tuning in to FM Talk 106.5. The debate is tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Chickasaw Auditorium. Now, tickets are free, but you must RSVP. Here's how you do that. Go to our Facebook page, find the post, and register. As for the auditorium, well, that's located at 400 Grand Avenue, Chickasaw, Alabama. And of course, we hope to see you this evening. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 655 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, 6 o'clock tonight, the debate. I would say for those of us who are going to be there in person, let's get there 5:15 or 5:30 because the debate starts promptly at 6 o'clock. So I'd like to have you in your seats and in-house by that point, all right? And also a big thank you, like Kelly said, to the Mobile County Republican Party, but Adam Bourne, like the key to the whole thing, the keystone. So thank you, Adam, for all your work on this. We'll see you tonight. And hopefully, if you cannot be there in person, you can check it out from 6 to 8. Actually, our broadcast is going to start a little bit after 5:30, 5:35-ish, depending on commercial breaks and news and all this stuff. But 5:30-ish this afternoon, we'll start a pre-debate show. That'll go till 6 o'clock when the debate starts. We'll roll with the debate through 7:30, so 90 minutes of actual debate through 7:30. And at that point, we will do a recap. I got a lot of people in-house. Hopefully my co-moderator, Peter Albrecht, will hang out and talk with me for half an hour or so. And also we got a lot of people from around the state that write about politics. They're going to be there tonight, so I might have some of them get on the headsets and chime in with us as well. So really the coverage with us starts at around 5:30 and goes through 8 o'clock tonight. So you know, scheduling-wise too, for example, like Tiger Talk Overtime, that usually runs at 7, mm-hmm. Okay? That's going to be running at 8. That's after right. It, all right? And then tomorrow night, you'll have a chance for Tiger Talk.
That's
so
right.
We've had to move some things on the schedule.
Tiger Talk will air at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, but you're still good. It's still before the game against Samford this weekend, so everything will be relevant.
All right, so that's tonight's schedule. Any questions about that, like Eventbrite ticketing or anything like that, you can always shoot us an email or hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. And we are a week out from Thanksgiving, but today is National Stuffing Day. So if you want to crack open a box of Stovetop and eat the whole thing for lunch, go for it. By the way, a new poll out says a lot of us don't even use the term stuffing, though.
Nope.
Just under 3,000 Americans were asked, what do you call the Thanksgiving side dish that mixes bread, cubes, broth, and seasoning? A quarter of us call it dressing. 66% call it stuffing, 25% dressing, and 3% of Americans call it filling.
What?
Filling.
That's what's in Twinkies.
66 call it stuffing, 25% dressing, and 3% said, that's the filling.